So then in 2001, January 27th, one of three planes carrying Oklahoma State staff and players crashed in a snowstorm near Byers, Colorado, killing all 10 on board. Plane was on its way back from a loss against the University of Colorado. I think for the record, I'll name them here. Those killed include Nate Fleming, redshirt freshman guard, Dan Lawson, a junior guard, Bill Teagans, radio sportscaster of OSU basketball, sports anchor and CBS affiliate, Channel 9 in Kansas City, Kendall Durfee, television and radio engineer, Will Hancock, media relations coordinator, Pat Noyes, director of basketball operations, Brian Lewinstra, athletic trainer, Jared Weinberg, student assistant, Denver Mills was a pilot, and Bjorn Fallestrom was a co-pilot. Can you take us on a timeline? After the game at the University of Colorado, three planes are set to take everyone home.
The plane that went down, the pilot was one that I had flown in that airplane with him more times than anyone else. Through the years, I have flown more private aircraft than I have commercial aircraft. And if I know the makeup of the plane and who the pilot is, I feel more secure getting in a private aircraft than I do getting in a commercial airplane. And this pilot was so careful, and there were so many times when he said, the weather's not right, let's don't fly. Well, I took his word at it. Well, we all went out there, and it was spitting a little snow, but they checked with the weather inside, and everybody said it was okay. So they took off ahead of us, and then the other two planes took off. When I got back, when we landed in Stillwater, their plane hadn't gotten back, and so they told me when we landed that the plane had returned to the base. There was some mechanical problem. Finally, after about an hour, word came back that the plane had crashed and that there were no survivors. It was probably the most tragic experience that I'd ever encountered. All of us that were back were there in my office, and maybe the toughest thing I've ever had to do was to call the parents and the wives of the people that went down and tell them what had happened.
Did you have to make that phone call to all 10 of them?
I didn't make all of them, but I made it to several of them. It's something that I guess I'll always live with. There's not a day goes by that I don't think about one of those guys, and I wear a little pin on my jacket just as a reminder. It's a pen that says 10. 10 wonderful people, great human beings. No one ever knows why something like that happens, but it was proven that the airplane had mechanical problems and it just went down. And I know that pilot, if there was any way to save that plane, he would have done it because I had great trust and confidence in him. I think all of us try to remember them at least once a year when they have a run there where all the people come out and they try to raise as much money as they can for the counseling department, because the counselors certainly help their teammates, the coaching staff, and other people after this accident happened. There's a monument inside of Gallagher Ive Arena, and there's one out there at the crash site, but the one there in the arena when I'm in Gallagher, Iowa, there's not a day when I'm there that I don't go by and look at all those pictures on the wall and remind me of some of the great times we had together and what a loss it really was for our team and what we lost in friendships and certainly for the university. And so I'm happy that we're still able to go back and honor those guys because they were really wonderful people.
Did everyone get on the same plane they arrived on, or were there last-minute decisions?
No, we changed the people around, but we did that many times when we were on trips. One thing, we switched the coach around to get back so we could look at some tapes when we got back. That happened. There were people that questioned that, but we've done that many, many times on the road trips.
Had to be tough. You attended many funerals then, didn't you?
I didn't attend them all. We did some, but they had a big memorial for them there in Gallagher Island. The place was packed, and there were representatives from all the schools in the Big 12. I had to get up and say a few words, but it was a real tragedy for all of us that love those kids.
Obviously, the toughest time of your entire coaching life is to face that and that loss.
Well, that's what I've said at coaching clinics, that all of us face adversity at times when you're coaching, but I hope nothing like that ever happens again for any of my friends that are coaching. You know, that's the biggest tragedy that's ever been in basketball. Now, there's been some airplane tragedies in football. Marshall, several years ago, had a whole plane go down, and it's the same thing. Wichita had a plane go down many years ago.